Anchor, it's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and welcome back to another podcast. I just came on real quick because I'm excited, and I thought, let me grab the microphone because I'm pretty darn excited. So, I finished up, I don't know what podcast I posted last, but the gist is, Tim got home from staycation, he was running late, I'd finished everything, I was ready to go to Barnes, he was like 2 hours late, I think it was. I ended up doing a couple additional podcasts, and then from there I drew cartoons and I put them on my podcast and on my Patreon as well, and it turned out that was a lot of fun. But it turned out that podcasts, I got them done ahead of time, so I was able to schedule them to release at 4 o'clock the next morning. I did that twice so far as of this recording. I don't know what order I'm going to be releasing these, but here's the thing I learned. So I got up this morning at 5, and I posted my podcast for tomorrow morning to go out. I did the clip art. It's going on Patreon, and it's going on Anchor. So I was done. So by the time Smooch got up, I was done with everything. I did my art. I wrote my caption, as little of a sentence as it was. I still wrote it. And here's what happened. He went in to do his work on the desktop. I went into the kitchen. I used my brand new lights that I got from Matt Jackson. I recorded a ton of videos. And I recorded another podcast, and in addition to this one now. And I just find, so I went into this 44 days of podcasting for 44 days without any expectation. I didn't know what was going to happen. Here's what happened. I am no longer a slowpoke because I could be kind of slow when it comes to uploading and drawing and getting the art out. And I can be slow. Not distracted, slow. I just move slow overall. It takes me a while to get stuff done. But I found with that 2 o'clock deadline with him coming home, and it was staycation, it was a lot of motivation for me to get done because I had to get the podcast done. My challenge, my rules, I said I had to, I said I would, and I did. So even though I didn't want to do that cast, that was the second time I didn't want to do a cast. But in that, I just learned that I don't need to be a slowpoke. I can get things done faster. And when they're done, I get this like burst of extra energy because I already have a lot of energy, but now I have more because I finished my work. So there's this freedom in that. And then I ended up creating even more stuff. So that's just fantastic. And the new lights, oh my God, they're so nice. They're hot. It's hot in the studio. But it's fun. And I can see stuff. And it's making my camera. I haven't looked at the new footage yet. But it seems like on my end, the autofocus is working better. And if that's the case, then I might not get a new camera right away. I might use this one a little bit longer. We'll see, because my camera's not getting hit anymore by the old crafting lights that I had, so it's not changing ratios on me. The autofocus is focusing better because, hello, there's light on the subject that I'm doing, whatever food I'm making, soup today and rolls. So if I could just save so much money not to have to buy a camera right now, we could put it towards the kitchen, which really needs done, and so does the floor. The floor has got a bit of a hole in it. It really just needs to be addressed. So I would love that. I would love to save that money and put it towards that. But I'm getting sidetracked because I'm just pretty happy is that just I'm not going to be a slowpoke. And if I can do it for staycation, then I can take this and put this into my regular work week. And that's exciting. Because is there something about doing and then wanting to do again? I said this before. Every time I do a podcast, I want to do another one. I just do. I got the headphones on. I'm there. I'm yapping. I'm like, oh, I got another idea and I want to do it. And now I just think this is fantastic. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. And that's about all. We're going to go sit down to some broccoli, nut cheese, potato, onion soup, and these little heavenly rolls that I make in the air fryer. And they got onions on top, like dried onion and pretzel salt. And it kind of tastes between a pretzel and a bagel and a roll. Like it's a merge of all three of those. And we're going to sit down and have that. And then we're going to go to Barnes & Noble. Or Barnes. We call it Barnes. We're going to go there. Hopefully there'll be a spot. And Tim's going to do his thing. And I'm going to do my thing. We both have our headphones on. I'm going to look through magazines. I'm still on the hunt for more dairy-free cheesecake. I can't help it. It's a whole lot of fun. And I got more ingredients for that for the week. All right. That's it for me. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. Thank you so much for listening. You can visit me on Patreon.com/TheHappyWhisk. You can donate and help support my podcast. Or you can just sign up for the emails. And then you will get my podcast because I show them. Now I release them on Patreon. And they go right to your email. YouTube, facebook.com/thehappywhisk or youtube.com/ivystestkitchen. That is the new channel coming up, and there's gonna be all kinds of goodies, so definitely check that out there. Oh my god, Tim just came in and scared the crap out of me. You're scaring me. He would like to eat now. Would you, baby? Yes, I would like to eat now. All right, that's it. That's closing. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm out.